Random thought. Mm-hmm. If you had the ability to know the winning lottery numbers, would you take the money? Or would the fear of bad karma stop you?
Like my boy from The Wire. See. I'm taking the money.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Oh, my God. Like this one. Well, we are those people. And we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep. It's the regular guys' random thoughts. Random Thoughts 21. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, I know you're wondering where the heck did this question come from, right? And it was a conversation I was having with my wife the other day. And she's like, well, no, you can't, because your psychics can't do that because they, you know, karma. I'm like, who's karma? And why are we worried about that person? Because if I do the lottery numbers, we're getting the money.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
No question.
Okay, so
I could buy stuff to help me get over the karma. It's retail therapy for that.
But you think, because I wonder if that's a real fear, though, because I would think I was blessed.
Yeah.
WWJD, grab it and spread the wealth. Share it, yeah. Right?
I blew up. I blew up.
Well, I'll tell you what. You let us know in the comments when you're watching this first as one of the regulars or watching this later as one of the randoms. Let us know. If you had the ability to know the winning lottery numbers, would you take the money or would the fear of bad karma stop you? Are you going to be the nice person like my wife or the heathen that Terrell and I are?
Heathen all the way.
Here we are, fresh off preseason week number one in the NFL. And of course, the big story that I didn't even watch any games, but the first highlights I saw, I was happy that Trey Lance got a chance to play. That was good. But everybody was worried about the other quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, yep, and what he would do since he got to play and run with the first team. Did you watch the game? What'd you think?
You know, I thought he did great. Here's what was interesting. I think mm-hmm. a lot of people were saying that how's he going to handle being in front of the lights and all those people? I'm like, Shedeur's been in the limelight his whole life.
Right.
That's not going to be an issue for him. I don't think he was nervous about, oh my God, this is my first NFL game.
Right.
I thought he made some really good decisions.
Yeah.
He was playing against some first stringers too. So it wasn't like he was just up against the scrubs. His passes, man, that his accuracy.
Yeah.
Is phenomenal. And so I saw that and I was like, yeah. And then everybody started talking afterwards. And I'm like, see, this is where y'all mess up.
Why? Because, I mean, I thought there was a lot of praise going to him. Like there are a lot of people saying good things about him, right?
Yes, there's some praise, but let's calm it down. Let's not retire his jersey off this preseason game.
Oh, you're going that route. You're going that route.
Yeah, let's not just calm it down a bit. He even said he has some more work to do, but mm-hmm. he looked good.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a win for him. It probably is going to shut up a few of the naysayers.
Yep.
But unless he starts a real game, mm-hmm. Then that's when he'll shut people up. But I thought it was good. But like Jamie Foxx did the video. See, told you. I'm like, Jamie, calm it down.
Yeah, it's still preseason. You're right. I remember when the Saints went 4-0 in the preseason and started the season 0-10. So, I mean,
why the Saints catching strays over this conversation?
No, that's not a stray. That's just a fact.
It's all right.
It was the Saints, right? Not the Redskins. I'm just making sure. And it was a terrible team. But, you know, it's even LeBron said, look, hey, and he had a lot to say about it. You know, all right, here you go, young king. And don't y'all say it's only preseason, because that's the other part of it. Yeah, we say it's only preseason. But the other part of it is that people will say if he had done badly.
Right.
They'd have said, look, he couldn't even do it in preseason. So it's a lose-lose situation in that sense, right?
Yeah, but it's preseason.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it was, you know, Derek Carr for the Saints, or was for the Saints, if it was Derek Carr in a preseason game, I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, our future looks great. Derek Carr is at the helm. No, it's preseason. He still had a phenomenal game, but I disagree with LeBron to say, don't say it's just preseason. No, that means something. It's preseason. Calm it down.
But that's how people earn their spots. And let's not forget, he was a fifth-round pick. Fifth-round picks don't always make it past preseason.
Yeah. He had a great day. I mean, I think he should be very proud of himself for what he pulled off. A couple things he said he's going to work on, but other than that, it looked really great. But
he's probably taking it better than most people, because I think most people have a lot more hype around him than he's even given himself credit for. Finding the things that he needs to go, okay, I need to do this, need to do this, need to do this. That's great. And I love that for him, right? The thing that I notice a lot of people are talking about is whether he'll even make the team. I'm like, no, I could tell you the people who are going to get cut and who's going to start the season and who's not. The thing I don't want him to do too well in the preseason that they put pressure on him to start the season. The Browns are going to start the season 0-8. And if they win a game, everybody's going to be surprised, because their schedule tells you the NFL does not like the Cleveland Browns. I looked at their schedule and went, damn.
Yeah.
So this is going to be interesting. But something that also happened after this game is because Shador's been catching strays, not just from national media, but from ESPN Cleveland, and especially Tony Grassi, right? And he had a chance to talk to Tony Grassi in the tunnel after the game.
Yeah. I'll be hoping you got something positive to say about me. You only say negative stuff about me. And I'm like, I ain't do nothing to you.
No.
I ain't seen nothing positive that you've ever seen. What I do to you, Tony?
That interaction right there, if you did not like Shador Sanders, you gotta love him now. Because how do you not like somebody who's able to handle that face to face and then make light and still smile after that?
Right. And to still smile at people who are talking trash about you all this time.
Well, you have to.
I get it, but it's not easy. I mean, I don't know if I could do it.
That's why you're not in the NFL. Well, among other things. But I like the way, because the problem was, I think in the past you've had the athletes and celebrities who have shunned and blackballed anybody who said anything bad about them, right?
Right.
And then you had those who are like, I'll let my haters be my motivators. And I'm like, oh, I hate when people do that crap. But this is talking to them direct, not angry, because, you know, they'd give him the ABM treatment, call him the angry black man if that was the case.
Yeah.
But no, serious. And then even joking at the end.
Yeah. He has a personality about it, just like his dad. When his dad was doing press conferences in Colorado, he would call out reporters, but also he could have fun with the room and all that stuff too. So it's just like his dad.
You know, you're right, because as I look at that, I see Dion. I see Dion, I see Shiloh, because, you know, Shiloh is the jokester. But we're really getting to see a lot more of his personality, because we see the braggadocious guy on the field.
Yeah.
But that's also not new, because Johnny Manziel had that. Baker Mayfield had that. All Browns quarterbacks just don't follow their path.
Well, Baker's path was pretty good.
Not in Cleveland. I mean, he had a good
run, but he needed to leave, and he started to thrive in Tampa Bay.
He definitely got a lot better once he got to Tampa. Yeah. I'll give him that. But yeah, he probably could have done decent in Cleveland, but you know, whatever, man. He's out of there. I'm just happy for Shador. Let's wait and see what happens through the preseason. Let's get through the rest of it. But in the meantime, everybody put your wrist up. We're not doing this. There you go. Yeah. Come on, join the trade, Terrell. you know, one thing that other happened off the field that we haven't heard a lot from this young lady in a while. Back in the season, everything's going well. Sha'Carri Richardson. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, we hear she got arrested in the airport in Seattle, fourth degree domestic violence. She was with her boyfriend, Christian Coleman, who's also an athlete. And then TMZ, does what TMZ does, gets the video and releases it.
Yeah.
You saw the video. What do you think?
I thought it was not a good look. But now that I'm replaying it in my head, I'm like, what did he do?
Really?
Well, no, hold on. I'm not victim blaming, but let me cook. Well, it's not like he ate the last chicken nugget, you know, or ate the last French fry.
I'm letting you cook right now. Go.
What did he do to get it to this point? Because if she's that comfortable to push and hit on him like that in public, what is she doing behind closed doors? Mm. And I'm like, what set this whole thing off? Because she has a lot to lose, probably a lot more than him to lose. I know he's a track athlete too, but she's a little bit more famous. But she has a lot to lose.
More than
whatever set her off to go act like that in the airport where there's cameras everywhere and everybody has iPhones. What did he do?
Okay. What would justify that then? Because here's the thing. It's not like she hit him one time and that was it. Like, you know, the one smack, pow, and be done. Yeah. No, she's constantly hitting him. He's walking away and she's constantly going there. Part of the charge is the thrown object, which it said looks like possibly headphones that she threw at him because obviously he kept moving away. It's not like she walked halfway down the airport, said, you know what, I'm not done yet, and threw them at him.
Yeah. Right?
What could she or he have said or done?
Don't know. But let's look at the top few things that would come up.
Let's speculate. Let's go.
Let's speculate. Let's play this game. infidelity. Mm. Maybe she saw a text message from someone that he's not supposed to be talking to. Maybe it's someone from his past.
Could be an ex.
Picture
from a fan.
She found out that he maybe hooked up with someone else. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Mm. You know, those are things that I would speculate on. Other than that, I can't think of what else he could have done to warrant that. But I'm just thinking, like, what really set her off to that level? Now, don't get me wrong. Do we think Shikari has a temper? Sure. I'm sure she does. Mm-hmm. But what set her off to do that in public at the airport? I'm just curious. She needs to get back on the weed.
It's still not legal.
I'm just saying.
Seattle it is, but still. But
exactly. You're in Tacoma. There's a lot of places you can go pick up a little something to calm you on down.
Maybe he tossed it out the window, and that's why. She's still mad from the car ride.
Smoked her last blunt without it.
What if he ate the last snack before they got on the next flight? That could. Would you be disappointed for something that petty, that small?
I would be, because I'm like, wow, that sets you off. That's what I'm wondering. Like, is there more of the story going to come out? Right. What was it that set her off to do that? Because he's bigger than her. Mm-hmm. She can't whoop him.
No.
But what was it that made her get to that level?
Yeah, and it's obviously she's upset. And he's not trying to throw her under the bus because, like you said earlier, her star is bigger than his. He knows this.
Right.
And he's at the same time not trying to bring her down. Right?
Right.
And I get that. And he said that he didn't feel like she should have been arrested. It's a sticky situation. It's this and this. Not really giving too much information. And that's great. And that's what you're supposed to do as the man in the situation. You don't paint her in this bad light. But brother, once she gets out, run. And I don't mean just on the track. Run.
Yeah. She's gonna chase. Drive. Don't run. She will catch you.
She can't catch him. I saw people saying that in the comments, and other people like, oh, you don't know who he is, huh? This man is one of the fastest men in the world. She can't catch him.
Okay. But here's the thing, but with something you just said. So he's saying that she shouldn't have got arrested and all that, yet he walked up to the police to get help from her hitting him.
I just wanted it to stop.
Yeah, I just wanted to stop. Oh, you're taking her to jail? No, my bad.
But he's not pressing charges either. I mean, it's interesting because you see all these things where people are trying to get in and get all the information, right? But he's refusing to press charges. It doesn't erase the seriousness of the moment. We know that.
Right.
it doesn't stop him. If he's trying to walk away from it for a while and he just needs, nobody else is intervening. Had it been the other way around, maybe somebody would have intervened, right?
Right.
But either way, he just wanted it to stop. Because this is embarrassing for him, too.
Yeah.
So I don't think he expected it to be for her to get arrested. Or maybe he did, and he's just playing that role right now. I don't know, man.
When I walk up to the cops, when I got some drama following me, I want somebody to get arrested. If I'm going to the cops.
To be fair, one, it was just as likely that he could have gotten arrested. He's the black man in the state of Washington.
I get it, but this is, I don't quote me on this, but I think when it's kind of domestic related, it's not about you pressing charges or not. Because I've known stories of people still getting arrested, even though the person's like, no, I don't want to press charges. Like, no, it's too late.
Yeah.
He hit you. We got to take him.
Right.
So maybe that was what's going to happen with her. Who knows? But still.
Yeah. You know,
you could have just walked out, like just like walk out the airport, wait till y'all get into the car. And then she Chris Brown you.
I wonder really and truly what, to your point, what set her off like that? Because she was doing so well. I watched one of the first races and watched her interview after. And it was just like, this woman has grown. I, you know, I was not a Sha'Carri Richardson fan, right? And she made a fan out of me in her comeback. And I was there with her. And I just, it's like, damn it, man. We got to stop being our own worst enemy. And I think that's what the problem is for her here. But did it, and we say that, but we don't know what he said.
Right. Don't know what happened. I mean, he could have earned it. Don't know.
Don't say that.
I'm saying he could have messed up, did something like just so egregious that she like just lost it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Not that he deserved to get hit.
Right.
I'm just saying that something happened. So I'm just curious if we'll probably never really know. And I'm hoping that this will just kind of go away and they'll both go on, continue to be successful athletes.
And we know, you know, memory is short and all that, so it's not going to last forever. But would you personally hold this against her and chalk it up to everything else that was going on and add it to the list of here's reasons why I don't like Sha'Carri? Did this ruin the fact that you started to like her, or what is it? What does this do for you?
And nothing.
Okay.
I mean, whatever happened, there's something that set her off. I don't know what that is. I'm not judging. Mm-hmm. Is it a bad look for her to have done this? Yes, but I don't knock her. Mm-hmm. She's still an Olympic champion.
Yeah.
And a lot of respect for her, but I'm just curious, what was it that set her off?
Yeah. Because you know, you've seen people, well, she's a role model. Stop it.
No.
Hey, appreciate you guys checking us out, man. Whether you're watching this versus one of the regulars, remember, you too can be a regular for less than $3 a month. We really appreciate the support. Or you're watching this later as one of the randoms, we appreciate you too. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. You remember, I'm terrible with the names of people from these shows that we do. Jasmine, Married at First Sight, season 16. Maybe if I give you her spouse's name. She was a chair coach. She had Nashville. Look at you.
Nashville, yeah.
And she was, who was her husband that she met at the altar?
Eris.
There you go. Look at you.
Yeah.
Talking about you don't like reality TV.
No, I pay attention. I take notes. here.
Well, lucky you, because mine just disappeared. Well, good news from her. So in December, she accepted a surprise proposal from Jarius Wallace, her fiance. And 6 months later, bam, according to Mavs fan, happy couple. They just returned from their honeymoon in the Dominican Republic.
Good for them. Good for her. I'm glad that she found her happiness and happy for Jarius too. Because I thought she was a good woman.
Yeah.
It's just for whatever reason, her and Eris didn't work. And whatever that reason is, none of us will ever know.
Is this the one that they had show up at the end of the season and sit and talk to her? And they went on a date?
I don't know. I remember that she went on a date with somebody, but I don't recall.
Because remember, people.
Picture, I can't tell.
Because people were saying, and you let us know in the comments below. Because people were saying that she remember when she went on a date. If I mixed up the seasons, please feel free. Let us know. We're never mad at being wrong.
You are.
Shut up. When people were saying that it was a plant. Oh, he worked on production. They were just trying to create a better storyline for her. But if so, the storyline's taking another turn, huh?
Regardless, she's married now. She's married now.
Well, congratulations. Love to see it. I saw this story pop up here, and I am actually still in shock because I would say I didn't know, but I remember about 10 years ago when I heard this, I was like, still? AOL is announcing that it's now going to discontinue its dial-up internet service. That's going to happen next month. Mm. 34 years of offering access to the internet. Mm-hmm. And it's finally going to be over. Are you more surprised they're shutting it down or more surprised that there are people that still use it?
I'm surprised people that still have dial-up or even AOL. Like, how judgy are you if you see someone's email address ends in at AOL.com? Be like,
You know?
No.
I was very guilty of that today because somebody said the name and then it's AOL. I said, Jesus, how old is this person? I said, I should have known by the name because they know young. And I'm not going to say the name. But if I didn't know from the name that AOL.com was going
to... Yeah. I just literally didn't know people still had dial-up internet, you know? And it has to be the older generation, right? Because in my house, there's no landline. There's no phone.
Yeah.
For a landline. But if you walk in someone's house and they have a phone line to their house, they're normally probably older folks.
Now, I endorsed Comcast for about 10 years when I was in Charleston, right? And so I had all when you didn't endorse them, they give you all the services. So I had the Wi-Fi, the cable, the home security system, and it even included a home phone line. Mm. So there was a point when I actually had the phone connected in there, right? But every time it rang, it was a telemarketer's. So I plugged that some and never put it back in because nobody ever had that number.
Right.
But that was, I never understood. It's like if somebody has cable now, who has cable, right? It's the same thing. But it's AOL. Here's the interesting thing. I remember years ago, I saw something saying that a lot of people were still paying for dial-up even though they have Wi-Fi because they thought that was the only way to keep their AOL account.
Wow.
And I remember that. How long ago was that when people were doing that? It was probably about 10 years. I'm going to look it up and probably drop it in the comments later and find once I figure this out. But it was an interesting thing because there was, I think, millions that were being made a year from people still paying for it because they thought, if I let this go, I am going to lose my AOL account, which, no, if you read the fine print, you're going to keep your email address anyway. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, but I think that's how they catch folks, older folks.
Yeah.
That's how they get over on them.
So here's the thing. 2019, 265,000 people in the U.S. were using only dial-up internet. So you know they weren't streaming anything. they were just reading articles very slowly. And then here it is. As the latest number I saw in 2023 was 163,000. So in 4 years, they only lost 100,000 people. That's nuts.
From natural causes.
Probably.
Yeah. From natural causes. But I mean, it just amazes me that there's still 160 something thousand people that have dial-up. I just haven't been anywhere to see. God, I haven't seen dial-up.
Right.
I don't know what I would do if I heard that dial-up noise. I'd be like, what is going on? It freaked me out.
Yeah, remember Netscape?
Yeah.
And you like, hey, that was the sound you like. You've got mail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But okay, so that's finally gone away. So you know what? I think we just told everybody we're old when you say you remember that. You've got mail.
Yeah.
is if you remember that in the AIM, it was so innovative in the time though. AOL Instant Messenger, come on.
Yep.
That was that joint. All right.
Well, it was.
Goodbye to a legend. You served your time well. Enjoy the sandy beach. You like that, right? It was a proper send-off. Hey, don't forget, we've got a lot of shows we're covering right now, okay? So Love is Blind UK is back Wednesday. Let's see. That's Wednesday night, Thursday night, covering episodes 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And then, of course, back. Whew, there's a lot to go to. Ready to Love Sunday, Monday, King's Court.
Yeah.
Back with Random Thoughts. And then next week we do Love is Blind again. Look, wash, rinse, repeat. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications so you know when we go live. And please do us a favor. Clip some of the stuff that you do like. Share it and tell everybody else. Invite the friends over, man. We got room in Terrell's house.
Yeah.
They don't even have to take their shoes off.
Plenty of room. Plenty of room at the inn.
Hey, I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you might see on the internet. We may share it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.